Hymn number 37. Hymn number 37 in your red hymnals.
I have found that in peace that I never have known.
You are wonderful, Lord Jesus. Fairest, lily of the valley, bright and morning star. Jesus, you are wonderful. Lord Jesus, we worship you. Mighty God, awesome
God.
Now let's be free to worship and to share. God has put something on your heart. We want you to go ahead and feel free to bless us with that and encourage us with that. Welcome to those of you who are here new today. You've come in and maybe some for the very first time. Welcome. We're glad you're here. And some of you have shifted around jobs and have come down from the village, and some of you are coming anew on staff, and so we've got a few new faces. Jump right in and join us. Please join us freely in worship and share as God lays upon your heart to share, whether it's a song or scripture or a testimony or a prayer. Just feel free as the Lord leads us. Let's sing hymn number 66 in the White Camp Hymnals. I'm sorry, number 62. When we stand as we sing. bless your name, O God. Jesus, you are worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be our Lord. Blessed be our God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Exalted, O God, we pray. We lift up your name that is above every name. Jesus, we worship and adore you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious Savior. Precious Savior. Glory to you.
Have a song on my heart. You may be seated. It goes like this. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so kind and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. O'er and o'er I understand his words of love. Yet I'll never know just why he came to save me, till I see his blessed face in heaven above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me.
But it reminded me of Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline, whom many of you know. They were dear ministers of our church, and they believed in trusting God for everything. And at the time they lived on Stephen Street, if you remember that, they had an apartment, and next door was a neighbor who was one of the pillars of the church. And long story short, it was Thanksgiving time, and they had invited, now he only told me this late in his life. He would never let on to this because he didn't want to cause me or anyone. He never told anyone this story until late in his life. But he had invited the brother and sister Oldfield for Thanksgiving dinner. And we never realized how little money they had. All the years that I went to church and saw him, we knew our ministers lived by faith and trusted God for everything. But anyway, he and his wife, Caroline and Gordon, had invited the Oldfields for Thanksgiving dinner. Now, my dad was a pastry chef and made very delicious cheesecake. And that Thanksgiving, we had brought him, we had brought them a cheesecake. And they had no money for Thanksgiving dinner. They had invited this couple over for dinner. And they trusted the Lord until the day they died, by the way. They didn't even have enough money for car fare to go home, and so they said to Evelyn Oldfield and her husband, well, let's walk. Now, that's quite a distance from the Ridgewood Church to their apartment. It was, I guess, over 2 miles. And they said, oh, it's such a beautiful day, let's walk. Meanwhile, all they had was my father's cheesecake. And they were going home, and Kev Puss, when Brother Gordon told him the story, he could laugh about it, but he said even when he was walking home with his wife, they laughed. Of course, they knew that the Oldfields were ministers too, and eventually when they had to tell them what was going on, they would enjoy the cheesecake for their Thanksgiving dinner. So that's what was in their mind. And so they went up into the apartment, and as they walked in, Mrs. Wall, their neighbor, who was a wonderful cook and who had cooked a huge Thanksgiving dinner, and if you knew their apartments, they were like right next to each other. And at the last minute, Mrs. Wall heard them coming home, and she says, Gordon, I have such a headache, I cannot even stand the smell of this food. Can you use it? And there they had this beautifully cooked Thanksgiving dinner. And it was typical of them. They trusted the Lord for things like that, their whole lives. And oh, for grace to trust
yes.
him more.
Yes.
Maybe we won't be tried like that. But God wants us to trust him for little things,
yeah.
for situations. And I'm recalling, I mentioned this earlier in the season, where I had a real question, a real need. And, you know, sometimes we have these scenarios. If God would do this, that'll take care of it. If only God would do this. And we have it all planned, how he can answer our prayers. But this was one of those situations. It was like, boy, like the Laurel like Laurel and Hardy, a nice, fine mess I'm in. And I felt that way. I said, I'd like to see how you're going to do this, Lord. And he did it. Came around the corner, back door, and he just cleared that thing, and it made me say, I have to trust him more.
Yes.
I really have to learn that in my life, to trust Jesus for these problems,
yes.
these questions, these discouragements, whatever it is. If we put our trust in the Lord, he will take care of us.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Help us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We have a special song tonight.